Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply the runaways. The runaways. We have a systemic problem in our nation where we have children running away from home at an alarming rate. It's seldom ever talked about or publicized, but every year almost 3 million kids run away from home in the United States. It is the single largest contributor to the homeless population. And there is nothing more exciting or exhilarating than to see a child who's run away finally connect with a family that cares and wants to make sure that they succeed. Well, in business, there are a lot of runaways as well. We have individuals that have run away from ugly, horrible situations on their teams and in particular business situations and environments, and they are now homeless. They're looking for some place to land. And those that are excellent team builders, those that are excellent people persons, are the ones that can take the individuals that have come from some runaway situations and learn how to turn those people around. My friends and neighbors, we want to outline today in our RUN acronym the three key elements that causes people to run away in business and how we prevent that from happening when we have our own teams. The first one in our RUN acronym is people typically run because of a lack of resources. Yes, my friends and neighbors, a lack of resources will cause anybody to run. In life, those resources may be not having enough food to eat or not having anywhere to go to bed at night or not having clothes to wear every day or shoes to put on your feet. Those resources, the lack thereof, will typically cause someone to run. In business, my friends and neighbors, we've got to understand that a lack of resources will also cause a business leader to run. A person who thought they were going to be a great contributor to an organization will run if there is a lack of resources. And I am not talking about money. My friends and neighbors, most people leave companies today not because of the money, not because of the pay, but because of the other resources that are missing that they need. What are they? First, it is professional development. People want to know how to grow with an organization, and it begins by becoming better themselves. And they need training. They need professional development and personal development. They need to understand the nuances of how they acclimate into a society that's brand new to them, how they adjust to a professional environment. My friends and neighbors, when we are committed to providing the resources that every person is going to need, then we have less incidence of running away. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to evaluate how much you're providing training to the members of your team. Now, if you don't have a team, I want you to look internally. How much are you committing yourself to training and development and growth and excellence? And if that answer is I'm doing it a lot, you'll never run away. You'll stay in the place where you're being nurtured. You'll stay in the place where you're being encouraged. You'll stay in the place where you're being developed. You'll stay in the place where the resources of training are abundant. In business, training is like food and shelter. Professional and personal development, that's food and shelter in the business world. And if you're providing that to an abundant degree, people will stay. That U in our RUN acronym says people run because of a lack of understanding. They don't understand the industry, the systems, the processes, the purposes. Why are we doing what we do? They don't know the plans. Where are we going and when will we get there? You see, my friends and neighbors, the understanding is what people need in order to get the buy-in. Every great mission has a buy-in. You know why it was taking place. You look back in history during the Civil Rights Movement and the people that were marching on Washington knew why they were marching on Washington. The people who picketed and protested knew why they were doing those things. The understanding is all people need oftentimes in order to advance. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, if you say, well, how can I increase understanding on my team? That's a word called transparency. Just by letting them know everything they need to know. Transparency, not keeping them in the dark, helping them understand the industry well, helping them understand the company well, the company's position, the company's systems and processes, and then explaining the why behind the reasons for every action transformation that's taking place in the company. Some people are hungry for understanding. And in business, my friends and neighbors, we should be willing to provide that. And those who provide understanding at every single step of the way, through constant communication, through clarification, through email correspondences, whatever the case may be, if understanding is there, then people will remain. They won't run. In some businesses, they have policy and procedures manuals and employee handbooks and standard operating procedures. All these things are designed to help a person have access to the information they need to understand. And my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to be a master of disseminating understanding throughout your team. Make sure they understand the reasons why we're focused on this particular client. Make sure they understand the reasons why we're going after this particular market. The more they understand, the more they buy in. The more they buy in, the less they run. Last but not least, my friends and neighbors, that N in our runaway acronym says people run because of a lack of nurturing. If you're my note takers, I want you to write this down. Everyone needs a family. Yes, my friends and neighbors, everyone needs a family. The fraternity members call each other brothers. That's symbolizing a family. Sororities call each other sisters. That's symbolizing a family. Gangs are a distorted, dysfunctional family. Church is a functional, extended family. You go to some churches and they'll call each other brothers and sisters and mothers and such. Yes, my friends and neighbors, everyone wants to be a part of a family, and people will run when they are not nurtured. You say, how do I nurture them? What are the keys to nurturing? One is preparation. Two is protection. Three is promotion. For my note takers, write that down. If I'm looking to nurture people, one, I have to prepare them. I've got to prepare them for what they can expect. Teach them how to make the presentations. Teach them how to overcome the objections. Teach them how to explain the features and the benefits. I have to prepare them in every aspect of their responsibilities and roles. Then I've got to protect them. I can't throw them out to the wolves by themselves. I've got to give them enough information so that they know exactly step by step how to do the task at hand. And I've got to hold their hand sometimes and walk right there beside them. Yes, my friends and neighbors, what we love about families are protective. If you've ever seen, even in the lion kingdom, in the animal kingdom, a mother lion is going to protect her cub. If you see it in actual families, then you'll see that a real family, they're going to come to the defense of those that are helpless, their children, for example. By the same token, protection is simply making sure you put measures in place to keep those new team members from falling, from harming themselves. You want to walk with them, have calls with them, send them recorded copies of your conference calls so they'll know how to do it. Then finally, that aspect of nurturing is I have to promote them. You know the great thing about families, a family sure will make you feel good, won't they? A child can do something small. They can draw something in art class. It doesn't even look like what they intended for it to be. But that parent is going to look at it and say, baby, you did a great job. Oh, this is outstanding. I love it. They're going to promote you and tell you you're the prettiest, the most handsome, the smartest, all these kinds of things. Well, that's what nurturing is all about. And some people may not want to take on the responsibility of nurturing. And if you don't, I have to tell you, you're going to have a lot of runaways. If you can nurture people, then you don't have them running away. You have them running to you because everyone wants to feel like they're a part of a great family. My friends and neighbors, we can stop the runaway problem in business. And all we've got to do is provide the resources, the understanding, and the nurturing, and we'll win every time. I hope you enjoyed this training segment. I can make you a guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.